Episode 6, The Tale of the Monkey King, Sun Wukong. Welcome back to Legends and Mythologies. Today, we travel eastward into the vibrant world of Chinese folklore, where one of the most mischievous yet powerful figures in mythology was born, the Monkey King, Sun Wukong. The story of Sun Wukong, from the classic Chinese epic Journey to the West, is a tale of rebellion, transformation, and the eternal struggle between freedom and discipline. It's a legend that has lived for centuries, shaping literature, theater, and even modern films and comics across the world. Born from stone. Unlike many mythical heroes born of gods or kings, Sun Wukong came from something far more unusual, a stone. According to the tale, on the mountain of flowers and fruit, a magical stone absorbed the essence of heaven and earth until one day it cracked open, and from it sprang a monkey unlike any other. He was no ordinary creature. Gifted with boundless energy, intelligence, and curiosity, the monkey quickly became the leader of his tribe. But his restless spirit longed for more than just the life of a king among monkeys. He wanted immortality, wisdom, and power. The quest for immortality. Determined to escape the fate of death, Sun Wukong left his mountain and sought out great masters. Through persistence and cleverness, he became the disciple of a Taoist sage, who taught him magical arts, transformation, cloud somersaulting, and the ability to shrink or expand his form at will. One of his greatest powers was the 72 transformations, allowing him to become animals, objects, or even invisible at will. Yet perhaps his most famous skill was the cloud somersault, a single leap that could carry him thousands of miles. But Sun Wukong was not satisfied with knowledge alone. His hunger for power led him to the Dragon King of the Eastern Sea, where he demanded a weapon worthy of his might. There, he claimed the Rijingu Bang, a magical staff that could change size at his command, small enough to fit behind his ear, or large enough to crush armies. With his powers, weapon, and immortality gained through trickery, Sun Wukong crowned himself the great sage equal to heaven. Rebellion against heaven. His title, however, was not granted, it was taken. When the Jade Emperor of Heaven refused to recognize his self-declared greatness, Sun Wukong rebelled. He stormed the celestial halls, defeated heavenly generals, and caused chaos in the order of heaven itself. Neither the armies of the Jade Emperor nor the gods could subdue him. His arrogance grew boundless. He believed himself invincible, untouchable, destined to rule even the heavens. But order cannot allow chaos to reign forever. At last, the Buddha himself intervened. The Buddha's trick. The Buddha challenged Sun Wukong's pride. He declared that if the Monkey King could leap beyond the reach of his hand, he would acknowledge his supremacy. Confident in his speed, Sun Wukong somersaulted across the skies, traveling to the edge of the world. There he found 5 great pillars and marked them as proof of his journey. But when he returned, laughing in triumph, the Buddha revealed the truth. The 5 pillars were his very own fingers. Sun Wukong had never escaped the Buddha's palm. In that moment, his arrogance was undone. The Buddha pinned him beneath a mountain, where he remained imprisoned for 500 years. Redemption through pilgrimage. But Sun Wukong's story did not end in defeat. After centuries of imprisonment, he was given a chance at redemption. The monk Xuanzang, known as Tripitaka, was sent on a sacred journey to retrieve Buddhist scriptures from India. To aid him, the gods released Sun Wukong, binding him with a magical headband that tightened painfully whenever he disobeyed. Though resentful at first, Sun Wukong gradually became Tripitaka's fiercest protector. Alongside fellow companions, Zhu Beiji, the gluttonous pig, Sha Wujing, the loyal river ogre, and the noble horse dragon, they faced demons, spirits, and countless trials. Through this pilgrimage, the Monkey King learned discipline, compassion, and loyalty. His strength and cunning, once used for rebellion, were now guided toward a higher purpose. By the end of the journey, Sun Wukong had not only achieved enlightenment but had transformed from a rebel against heaven into a guardian of the Dharma. Symbolism of the Monkey King. The story of Sun Wukong is rich in symbolism. He represents rebellion against authority, the restless spirit of humanity that refuses to be confined by fate. His boundless energy and defiance capture our admiration, but his downfall reminds us of the dangers of unchecked pride. At the same time, his eventual redemption through discipline and spiritual growth shows the possibility of transformation. The magical headband, painful yet necessary, symbolizes the restraints of morality and self-control, burdensome at first, but essential for true wisdom. In this way, Sun Wukong is not just a character of myth, but a reflection of the human journey, from ignorance to knowledge, arrogance to humility, rebellion to enlightenment. Legacy of Sun Wukong. The Monkey King remains one of the most beloved figures in Asian folklore. His tale has been retold in operas, novels, television dramas, and even modern video games and anime. Characters inspired by him, from Dragon Ball's Goku to countless pop culture heroes, continue to carry his spirit of mischief, courage, and transformation. Why does he endure? Because he is, at his heart, human. His flaws are our flaws, pride, anger, restlessness, and his triumphs are what we all strive for, growth, wisdom, and freedom. Closing thoughts. The tale of Sun Wukong, the Monkey King, is not just an adventure of gods and demons. It is a story of the human spirit, bold, flawed, rebellious, but ultimately capable of change. From a stone-born monkey to a self-proclaimed sage, from a rebel crushed under a mountain to a protector of sacred truth, Sun Wukong's journey reminds us that true greatness does not lie in defiance alone, but in learning to master oneself. And that is why his legend, told and retold for centuries, continues to leap across cultures and time, like a single somersault across the clouds. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Legends and Mythologies. Stay tuned for our next journey into myth and legend, where we'll explore another story that shaped human imagination.